Hachette Audio presents Opportunity Knocks, written and read by Allison Sweeney.
This is the novel Opportunity Knocks, written by me, Allison Sweeney. This novel is dedicated to my parents, who encouraged me to dream big and then taught me to work hard to make those dreams come true. To Mom and Dad, from A. Cleary Makeup at MyNet.net. Subject, mistakes. Date, May 18th, 2016. Dear Mom and Dad, I'm so sorry I haven't emailed or called lately. At first, everything was all so exciting and wonderful. I wanted to wait and surprise you with proof of how successful I could be out on my own. And then it all fell apart, and I was too embarrassed to tell you. You both probably saw this coming from the beginning, but I didn't. It's like a nightmare I can't wake up from. Where do I even begin to explain how something so wonderful turned into such a complete disaster? The bottom line is my entire future is about to go down the drain. And that's not an exaggeration. I shouldn't even be spending the time typing this right now. I only have 2 days to prevent my career from completely crashing and burning. And unless you have an extra $5 million lying around that you never mentioned to me, I am in deep trouble. Can she send me to prison if I can't pay? I don't even know. Mom, Dad, you have always been there for me. Sometimes that felt like too much. I needed to get out on my own. But I didn't see the quicksand until I was stuck in it. Now everything's totally gone to hell, and I have to find a way to get myself out of it. On my own. I mean, what's my choice? Even if you had that kind of money, I am not going to bring you both down with me. No way. That's not how my story ends. I'm not sure what I'm going to do, but I'm going to figure out some way to fix this. Love, Alex. Delete all? Yes, stupid computer. Of course, delete that pathetic, not to mention desperate, email. I am not a quitter. Now there is a plan. It may be outrageous and stupidly risky, but it can work. I'm not going to spend the rest of my life in debt to the devil. Chapter 1. March. You want me to put makeup on her what? I press the phone tightly to my ear, convinced it must be a bad connection. Who gets a tattoo there? I mutter to myself.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?